When we pass unrighteous judgment on others, and I say unrighteous judgment because Jesus does call us to edify one another and build each other up, just as iron sharpens iron. But there is a significant difference, my friends, between edifying somebody and tearing somebody down. Every single time we tear somebody down or unrighteously judge them, we're tearing down Jesus and passing judgment on him. Every time we look the other way or deny another brother and sister in Christ, we're denying our very own Savior, Jesus, who has saved us. Did we completely miss something in the gospel message here of what Jesus said? I have wiped out your transgressions like a thick cloud and your sins like a heavy mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Or in the words of Paul, for you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Would we have denied him, the one who unjustly took our shame and our humiliation by being whipped for our transgressions, the one who was bruised and brutally beaten for our iniquities? Would we have turned our heads and ignored the one who took the nails driven through his very own hands and feet for our sins? Because that's exactly what we're doing. Make no mistake about that. Jesus says it right there in Matthew 10:33, but whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Jesus isn't just talking about himself here. If he has taken our place and we belong to him, and if we are very precious to him and are his body, Jesus is talking about his entire self. You, me, our neighbors, we are the body of Jesus. Think about this for just a second. When we come to Jesus and we have accepted him as both Lord and Savior, the Heavenly Father no longer just sees us. He sees the image of his Son grafted into us by the blood that he shed on the cross. What else did God mean when he said in Genesis, "Let us make man in our own image"? Although it's recorded in our holy text, and although we have probably preached this section of scripture a million times on the phrase that who is not against us is for us, and yet we are still struggling over this very same thing today, still rejecting and denying one another. The Lord gives each believer a unique gift in order to serve and prosper his kingdom. The purpose of the gift is to love and to serve. God's gifts of the Spirit only works when we are using it to love and benefit other people. So, if we are denying a special gift or talent in another believer's life, and if we are denying the very needs or desires of them that they have to serve, then we are removing a very vital piece of God that he is using to hold us all together. If a person loses a foot, they can't use that leg to stand without a prosthesis or a crutch. And if a person loses a hand, that person cannot use that arm to pick something up off the ground. And the Bible says, what a tragic thing for someone who falls and has no one to pick them up. How can we stand and how can we move? Jesus said, he is the vine and we are the branches. But anyone who fails to bear fruit are cut off. That's one less fruit than before. That's one less person that we're able to feed. That's one less worker and one less person to reach a lost soul. We can't afford to cut ourselves off. We can't afford to die by judging and sinning against others. In this world, we need every single person that we can get. There is power in unity. There is power in agreement. There is power in love. Therefore, if we deny or we reject another believer, how are we ever going to be able to use that very branch of Jesus' body to accomplish the task or the mission? But for some reason, we would rather cut somebody off to preserve and save ourselves. But the thing here that we are failing to recognize and realize the truth is that if we're cutting somebody else off, and by cutting them off, we are cutting ourselves off too. We're killing the very body of Christ, and we're killing ourselves. The disciples, they thought that they were doing a good thing. They thought it was their duty to stop somebody from using the name of Jesus. And they took it a step even further to accuse him and report it to Jesus. They probably were seeking the approval of him or a pat on the back. They again, here they are highlighting their accomplishments and what they perceive to be a good thing. But we know another snitcher in the Bible, don't we? Yes, we do. The Bible calls him the name of Satan, the accuser, a brother, always accusing us night and day before the Father. We see that in the book of Job. And when we're casting judgment and we're casting accusations at one another, we are acting in the will of the enemy.